This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Here we go. This is USAPrepares.com. Kyle's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Rick.
Morning. Good morning. I can't be that silly right that early this morning.
You know, Rick, it's always great hearing your voice. Yeah, I was thinking about some serious topics, really serious topics over the last couple of weeks, and one of them is just unbelievable. And why don't we just start out with Fukushima? Jeez, the TEPCO wants to release radioactive waste. They don't know what to do with it. The robots aren't working. They can't clean it up. They're at their wits' ends. We're going on 6 years. And so 700,000 tons of radioactive waste, what do they do with it? Well, they just want to dump it in the Pacific Ocean.
They're already experiencing problems from previous dump. And we had a whale wash up again yesterday on the Pacific coast, dead from radiation. And I posted that, I think I posted that one on Facebook, because in my opinion, this now constitutes the single most important hazard that has happened in the 20th century, 21st century. It's like we had a nuclear war, bombs were dropped, plural, and now we have the fallout problem to deal with. And all of this is from just four nuclear power plants that were caught in a minor tsunami. And when I say minor, it was only 3 feet, it wasn't 100 feet, and it certainly wasn't a mile high, like the movie I was watching with Armageddon last night. Now, I'm going to say some other things. With the New Madrid fault line and what's happening at Indian Point and down in Florida, every single nuclear power plant that was made by General Electric, the Daiichi-like design, they're all more than 20 years old, they're all leaking, and nobody has yet come up with a solution on how to handle the waste material. What does that say is what's going to happen next if the grid were to go down? Oh, and by the way, the grid is going to go down. You can count on that because they're already talking about trying to build some kind of a shielding thing for a coronal mass ejection that could have happened this last week. This one we received, we're very lucky. We've been lucky three times now since we started talking about Fukushima and what we call near, you know, taking the Earth back into the Stone Age as far as electric power. We're in a bad situation, and nobody is even attempting to try to address this issue except behind closed doors. The public's not involved.
Mm-hmm. I was...
It's not right.
I was on the phone with, and I'm not going to give this person's name, very, very high-ranking person at an electric company. And I was on the phone with this person for over an hour. I know this person. And we were talking about coronal mass ejections. And he was telling me that it's possible for a given location to disconnect itself from the grid. What I'm saying is a regional area or a section of the grid could literally disconnect itself from the grid should there be a catastrophe like a coronal mass ejection. And I think that's wonderful. I think that's wonderful because why do we all have to go down if we can save some of us, right? And it's possible.
Who gets to draw the short end of the stick?
Well, that's why some of our class needs to consider running for the board of directors of organizations like electrical cooperatives so that we can be involved in the decisions that will protect our own lives. And by the way, that's why I'm running.
Don't you have to be affiliated for those kinds of positions with either the Republicans or Democrats? Aren't you supposed to have an affiliation? You can't just put independent, can you?
Well, it sure would help. I'll tell you what. I had a discussion with someone who is in the know about running for the board of directors. And my question, and this is, all right, now we're switching to me and me running for the board of directors of an electrical cooperative. So we buy our power, electricity, from this organization. It's a cooperative where we're all members. And in order to run for the board of directors, you get nominated by a committee. The committee figures out who they'd like to see run against the incumbents. They decide who gets to run. And who picks the committee? The board. So the board picks the committee, and the committee picks the people who are going to run against the board members.
That's a conflict of interest by definition.
Then these people will run, and what happens is, if it's anything like it was the last time I ran, you get to go on stage, and you get 2 minutes. You get to speak before whoever shows up for the annual board of directors election. You get to speak for 2 minutes and say why you should be on the board. And that's it, 2 minutes. You get to campaign. You get to put out some signs farther than 50 feet away from the front door of the Cowan Civic Center in Lebanon, Missouri. Maybe 5,000 people will show up, maybe more. And you have 2 minutes to convince whomever you want to vote for you why they should vote for you. So when they walk in, you have an opportunity to talk to them. You have 2 minutes on stage, and that's pretty much it. You can have some signs and posters and banners and business cards. But most people vote for the same people they voted for before. Now, how does that work? Well, I asked for information about attendance records of the board of directors meeting, and what I found out was that one of the board members has been on the board for 45 years. 45 years. Another guy has been on for 18 years. The others pretty much have been on for 8 years. And that kind of tells me why things are the way they are. Because these people have been, these are like lifelong positions. It's like John McCain. This is like our government. You know, you get selected to run, you run, and then it's a lifelong job. It was never supposed to be like that, ever. But that's the way it is. So that explains why we have some of the problems. I know we want to talk about science today, but what I'm trying to say, class, is there's so many things that are going wrong all around our lives. We talk about Fukushima, the threat to the ocean, and Japan has declared war on us. Japan has declared war on us for the second time, and this time much worse than the last time. The last time it was just a world war. Now they're threatening every single cubic inch of the planet with radioactivity. The air, the water, the ground, everywhere on our planet is being threatened with radiation poison. And it's a killer. And if you want proof, just look at the ocean.
It's affecting the West Coast now. When I buy seafood, I have to go in with a Geiger counter. I cannot trust Pacific salmon or halibut anymore. the deep dish.
Well, and you can't, and you certainly can't trust the clerk or the stock person who and say, hey, is this safe to eat? Is it okay? It's like, yo, man, like you know. What would that clerk say, other than like you know? What would he say or she say if he asked, is this radioactive? They have no clue. No clue what we're even talking about.
They do in Japan, by the way.
Yeah.
There's a protocol now in that whole region that everything is measured before it goes into the store. And even then, it's suspicious and higher count than it should be. And the NETC, the NuclearEmergencyTrackingCenter.com, NETC.com, tells you what's going on in your point of the world at any minute. It's updated. And take a look at what you are personally enjoying in Missouri this morning. And nobody is talking about that.
How about the cancers?
10 times what it was 5 years ago. 5 years ago, you now have 10 times background radiation. Check it, and there are RADCON level alerts going on in Missouri as we speak.
Wow, I'm looking at the map right now, Rick. Oh, wow. Let me just count.
Bring in your attention, a little sharper focus. Guess what's happening all over the world? And nobody, the news, is not talking about it. However, TEPCO, which is being run by some creepy woman out of England, is, and I talked about that 5 years ago when it first happened. And I'll tell you, we are in a state of DEFCON 4. DEFCON 2. We are at yellow alert. And that is literal.
Now, Rick, if I'm...
Where's that in the media? Where is that? Well, the alternative media will have something like yesterday. What is it? Wobble. The Great Wobble. Some of these other media places that are having pictures, and you can see it, the visual, on exactly what's going on with the dead fish and the whales. And the rest of it. Now, we have been essentially in a nuclear war and are now experiencing the aftermath.
Rick, I'm looking at the NETC.com map, and it shows the lowest level of RADCON 1, which is background level radiation. RADCON 2 is rising level. RADCON 3 is elevated. RADCON 4 is concern/watch. RADCON 5 is an alert.
And
in the United States,
it goes the opposite of DEFCON.
Yeah. In the United States, there are 18 RADCON 4 alerts. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Millis with us. Class, the reason that I mentioned this board of directors a number of times on the air and running for it, what I'm trying to say is you need to consider doing the same thing. The odds are almost impossible for me to win this position, almost impossible. If I do get elected, it will be a miracle. Okay? However, what we do need to do is we need to start becoming involved, and we need to let people know that we're watching them. And that's what this is all about. So, yes, you can do it too. And what I'm trying to say is I'm doing it because I think it's necessary. I want to protect our power grid. I want to protect our way of life and our lives and our families. And I'd like you to consider doing that wherever you are, in your neck of the woods. And as far as the radioactivity across the United States, there are 18 RADCON 4 level alerts or watch areas, concern areas. And I'm going to tell you where they are very quickly. Maine, Massachusetts. Well, Massachusetts, Connecticut, right on the border there. Maryland, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, Kentucky, South Dakota, Alabama, Idaho, Montana. Now, there are multiple areas within some of those states. So I just read the states. But where is it really concentrated? Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, Maryland. Those are the areas where there's a significant concern. But rest assured that if you're not in one of those areas, there are plenty of other places that have RADCON 2 levels. Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, New Mexico, Nevada, Washington State, Oregon, South Carolina, North Carolina, Delaware, New Jersey, Wisconsin. And in our neck of the woods, we have RADCON 3. Yep. So all over the United States, with the exception of with the exception of North Dakota. Yeah. Looks like North Dakota is the only place in the United States that doesn't have an indicator for radiation that is of some level of concern. Can you imagine that?
How about we go to the next kind of maps with NETC? Now we go to the HISZ.RSOE.HU map. That one is on events like forest fires and why California and British Columbia are burning to the ground with more than 40,000 people being displaced because of forest fires, and those forest fires are a direct result of a coronal mass ejection that came off the Earth, came off the sun a few a week ago and pressed our ionosphere down to such a level that there were lightning strikes on this very dry regions of British Columbia and California. It is really serious. And there's wildfires gone out of control. Now, they're starting to contain the one in California, but the one in Canada is still serious. I'm bringing up the map right now. It's on my Facebook page. I put a whole bunch of different kinds of maps like this for disasters. There's one going on right there, right now. What is that? That is North America near Newell, South Dakota. Extreme weather. Extreme weather. What's going on with the weather?
You know, Rick, I'm really glad you mentioned this. For the price of 1 year's worth of homeowners insurance, just 1 year's, I was able to buy a bulldozer. So I did. I bought a used bulldozer. And the reason I bought this bulldozer was actually multiple reasons. One is because the fire departments in our area are known as foundation savers. What that means is, by the time they're done getting to the fire, they're able to save the foundation. That means everything else is burned except for the foundation of the building. So, to protect us from fires, I bought a bulldozer. A used bulldozer, an old one. And I think that's a better choice.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doc Rams with us. Class, here's how I look at this. Rick was talking about these wildfires, the tinder that is out there for fuel. And we have it here on the farm. The sun has been so hot, we're in a drought situation. It's really easy for fires to start. Carelessness could be a lot of things that could cause these fires. Well, you know, years ago we looked at how can we protect our farm from these fires. And we thought, well, you know, a bulldozer is better than insurance. So for 14 cents a pound, literally, I'm not kidding, 14 cents a pound is what I paid for this bulldozer. $3,500, it weighs 25,000 pounds. and it works. And we had to do some work to make it, you know, operational. But yeah, here it is, and it's ready to go. It's ready to go. Should there be a fire, that we can, you know, build a fire break should we have to. And that's better than counting on a fire department that's known as Foundation Savers. Well, let's just talk about economics here. If you go buy a bag of dog food, and you spend $25 for a bag of dog food, and it has 50 pounds of contents in there. I'm talking about the dry stuff. That's 50 cents a pound. We paid 14 cents a pound for a bulldozer. It's 40 years old, so it's not new. It's, you know, if you looked at it, you'd say, it's pretty old. Yeah, it is. It is. But I look at this as insurance. And later on, we can sell it. If we want to, we can always get our $3,500 or 14 cents a pound back. Actually, more. We get more than 14 cents a pound back. We can probably sell it for twice as much as we paid for it. So think about preparedness at your level. And we've been talking about, you know, some of our greatest challenge. And it looks like Fukushima is a huge, huge challenge. Then there's coronal mass ejections, which are another huge challenge. We're talking about science. We're talking about what could happen to us. And these are pretty significant risks that we face. They really are. And so what would you do? What would you do? Have you considered what it would be like without electricity? I have. I woke up this morning and I just started counting the things that electricity, how electricity touched my life this morning. Okay. So I look at the clock and I go, wow, it's time to get up. Okay, so the clock is running on electricity, and the ceiling fan is running on electricity, and the air conditioning system is running on electricity, and when I took a shower, the well pump runs on electricity. The electric lights in the bathroom run on electricity. So does the electric fan that exhausts the moisture out of the bathroom. Now, I haven't gone very far yet. Okay? Haven't gone down to the kitchen yet. But when I did, there's an electric coffee maker. There's an electric stove igniting system for the gas stove. There's a microwave range hood that we use for an exhaust fan over the gas stove. Then there's the electric lights in the kitchen. Then there's the LED lights in the kitchen. Then there's the computer. And then there's the walkie-talkie chargers. And then there's the radio. The stereo system, and then there's a TV screen, and then there's the Ethernet switch that connects some devices, and then there's the control panel for the solar generation system. Now we've only gone three rooms, right? So electricity, if you think you're going to be able to live without it, the answer is I don't think so. I really don't think so, and I'm not just talking about conveniences. I'm talking about, we haven't even talked about the supply chain. So if you think that you're going to be able to live without electricity, I don't think it's going to work so well. Haven't touched the refrigerator yet, haven't touched the freezer yet, nor the toaster. Rick, my understanding is that 90% of us will die within 30 days without electricity if the grid goes down. Is that what you're finding out too?
We're going to have... How did the movie put it? There will be blood, because panic and looters, and it goes downhill from there with things called warlords, regional Bubba, and good old boy networks, and who's who first. No, he's on second.
Okay,
it's going to go downhill from there. And that's why your neighborhood is the neighbor, the guy next door to you, is going to be the person that either saves or takes your life.
Very good point. And here's another point. So let's say you go to a ball game. That's not going to happen for me because I'm not going to a ball game. But let's say we went to a ball game downtown in the city, and we watched, the Springfield, Missouri team play. Or the St. Louis team play. Or the Chicago team play. And the lights flickered. And it's the evening. And all of a sudden the lights go out. How long do you think it's going to take for people to start panicking? Will it take 10 seconds? Will it take 30 seconds? Will it take a minute? The PA system's down because the electricity's down. There are no announcements. The scoreboard's down. The lights are down, and it's dark. You only have the light from the sky. That's it. Okay. Now, what happens? The traffic lights aren't working. What would it be like trying to leave the stadium with, I don't know, 30, 40,000 people? They all want to go home. They're all in panic mode. And the traffic lights aren't working. How polite do you think everyone's going to be? And these are people who are sitting next to you having hot dogs and popcorn and beer. And everything's great. And you're watching guys run around with short pants on, chasing a ball. Okay, everything's great. And all of a sudden, no electricity.
Nobody is prepared. And I would strongly recommend that every single person listening to me today at least practice like you have a situation where you have to walk home.
Yeah, would you repeat that one more time, please?
Well, I think that everybody that is listening today should practice what would you do if you had to walk home. And I think you should practice doing that this weekend. Finding out that when you go on a trip, you go downtown to the store. You know, cities are death traps.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're going to have mob rule and disorder. And do you think that the police are going to be out there to help you or harass you? They're not even going to be concerned about you at all. They're going to be concerned about their own family. And it's going to go downhill from there. That's when troops from another country come in and Agenda 21 comes into play. And so while you want to case harden your generators and your storage systems from China, because the United States, that's where they come from now. I remember less than a month ago, it was over a month, maybe right around a month ago, CenturyLink, where I live up here in Oregon, had a tree fall down on a local generator, switch plant, and it knocked out a part that they had to wait a full week to get in. Just a little thing at the bottom of my hill. And it took them a week to get that part in because it came from another country. That's
okay.
What they're all up against right now. And nobody has given it a thought.
All right, let me add an exclamation point to that. So the day before yesterday, we had a hydraulic failure. We have a hay mower. It's about 9 feet long. And what we do is it's attached to a 100-horsepower tractor, and it cuts the hay. It's got a bunch of little cutters that run at really high speed. And then when it cuts the grass just falls over. The tall stalks of grass just fall over. It doesn't chop them. It just cuts them at the base. And it's great. Well, we had a hydraulic failure. Now, the failure was on a hydraulic cylinder, internal to this cylinder. This is the cylinder that raises and lowers the mower. Without that, we can't use it. So we were using it, and it failed on the way home. And so we strapped it up, got the tractor and the mower home, and we needed to rebuild the hydraulic cylinder. So we called John Deere, because it's a John Deere mower. They don't have the seal in stock, but they can get it. And if we're willing to pay extra for shipping, they can get it by the next day. That's wonderful. But that doesn't mean that the cylinder can be rebuilt. If we want them to rebuild it, it'll probably take another day. So we're looking at 2 days. Now, when the hay is cut, you don't have 2 days to mess around with having the hay become damaged by the sun. Well, what we did was we called another company, and they said, okay, we are 3 days out. It will take us 3 days to rebuild your hydraulic cylinder. So our son and Mrs. Finelli went there to see if they could get the parts and rebuild it ourselves. And when they got there, the guy said, well, it was 3 days yesterday. Today it's 5 days. 5 days of waiting to get a hydraulic cylinder repaired. Why? Because the line is so long, because there have been so many failures all at the same time. So what we did was we got the parts and we rebuilt it ourselves. No big deal.
Have you noticed how Ford Motor Company has not replaced those airbags in over a year that have failed, and now people are not allowed to drive their new cars? This is a just-in-time society for delivery, and trucks are going to, and shipping lanes. That's another thing I put as another resource yesterday on Facebook, is all the ships on the sea right at this moment. And take a look at what that's about and how that's going to affect your life should there be a CMA that stops the movement of trucks up and down your highway, coming in, bringing in your food, your water, your medicine, and the rest of it.
Rick, let me see if I understand what you're saying. I believe what you're saying is there is no more of a back room at the store where back in the 1960s, if we didn't see it on the shelf, we might say to the stock clerk, can you check in the back? I'd really like to buy this item. Would you check and see? Maybe you've got it in the back.
And they would bring it up. That's right.
Right. And
that
now
no longer exists.
There's no back anymore.
That's because it is a just-in-time delivery system of 3 days. All your stores have, and okay, a friend of mine is driving to L.A., and all of a sudden, his brakes go out, and he's less than 5 miles from a Ford dealership. Ranch, that's a big Ford dealership. Yet, they do not have the brake linings in. They have to bring them in from another city.
Yeah, and not only that, I've heard stories from dealerships, at the dealerships, and I've seen the boxes where the dealership will go to AutoZone or Pep Boys or O'Reilly's.
Bad news.
Where for parts.
Are all those cars sitting on his lot? Where did they come from? And who's going to buy them? They're not going to get sold. So why are those cars sitting there?
We'll be right back.
I saw a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Rick, you were talking about the cars, and it seems like there's a glut of cars everywhere you look on these dealership car lots. There's not space for another vehicle. If they had to fit another one on there, they couldn't. At least that's the way it is around here. Not only that, we're even seeing people who have mobile homes. They're living in mobile homes, and they're setting up used car lots in their front lawns to sell cars. There's so many cars that are available for sale, it's unbelievable. And used car prices are falling. Are you seeing the same thing?
Buy all those new cars. It's so intimidating. And trailers and RVs, and they have like 100 of them in their lot, and yet I don't know anybody that could buy one of those things.
Well, I agree.
Where did they come from, and who's going to buy them, and why? And they move them around from one dealership to another. It's like Volkswagen and all those automobiles that sit in a huge lot because they're undrivable in American regulations, and yet Volkswagen got them over here and put them up for sale, and now it's crazy how our society is going, and it is a last ditch of a bunch of other things. My banks are failing. And when I say that, I'm talking about edgy little things. I'm not going to talk any more about it. You and I talked about it. The banks are starting to fail. They no longer carry the cash they used to. They are now holding monies illegally. They are now making money off us in every little scrap that they can by somehow just in time, you know, depositing. Like someone will send me a wire, and yet I don't get it for 24 hours. And ACH and some of these other things where they're supposed to be for free because it's instantaneous, one instantaneous ACH was more than 12 days. Where did it go, and who oiled that money? How does that work? Banks are lying, they're failing, and they are the, you know, it's happening all around me. I'm watching it happen just like I said it would 5 years ago.
When I first
it's happening right
account,
now.
When I first set up an account here in Missouri, I asked to meet with the president of the bank. And the staff was quite surprised that I wanted to meet with the president of the bank. And I explained to him that, you know, I'm looking forward to doing business with him, and I wanted to make sure I knew what he looked like in case we ever needed to chat in the future. I wanted to know who he was. Because why? Because I was entrusting him and that organization with my money.
And you can't anymore with FDIC. You can't do it. They have changed policies this year alone, and Wells Fargo is at top of that list for criminality.
Well, Citibank is as miserable as well, and they are dunning us right this moment for a $25 late fee from Christmas time. And I mailed the payment on time. It got delayed in the U.S. mail. Citibank hit us with a $25 fee. I pay off our credit card every month in full. And I would not pay that interest, I'm sorry, that penalty of $25 for a couple of days being late. It was not my fault. And after decades of being with them, they just wouldn't yield. That $25 late fee has grown to several hundred dollars already from December. Several hundred dollars. These people are out of control. I can't stand Citibank, and I want nothing to do with them. So, Citibank, I think we should all boycott Citibank. They're just miserable, miserable. Now, what was it before? It was AT&T's Universal Credit Card. They were taken over by Citibank, and Citibank just turned a great relationship into a miserable relationship. So, as far as Citibank's concerned, I'm not interested in doing business with them in any way, shape, or form. So, Rick, you're right. Banking has changed. It's not as nice as it used to be. It's distant. The friendly faces are falling by the wayside. You're absolutely right. When we come back, Rick, can we talk about going to Mars, going to the moon, and Frank Zappa, mind control, and complacency. What the heck is going on with people? What is going on? Why are we so complacent? We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.